brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Okay, we're going to get into cameras in gas station bathrooms making national news. China announcing they want to accelerate the demise of the dollar. That's already in full swing. World's poorest harvest, AFP's reporting on. They're reporting on one poor harvest and we could have a collapse. We're going to get into explosive food prices, the biggest risk. CNBC told you about that several years ago because of commodity prices going up. I want to get into what's happening in Tunisia, but right now let's start going to your phone calls. We do have a guest on the last 30 minutes of the next hour. We've got a lot of time to cover news and take your calls and a lot of audio and video I want to go to as well today. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in Michigan. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm going to go to Tim, but David in Ukraine. I want to go to David first in Ukraine. David, good to have you.
Thanks, Alex. It's a pleasure to be on your show, and I want to say keep up the good work. You're doing a good job, and we all appreciate it.
Thank you. Are you an American living in the Ukraine, or are you a Ukrainian?
Yeah, I'm a first Gulf War veteran, and I've been living overseas since about 94. So, and that's one of the reasons that I'm calling. I got a couple of reasons. I watched a film on the end of America.com, or End America 1. This Porter Stansberry, and he talks a bit about hyperinflation. I got a warning for Americans. If you think you're going to have a food shortage just because the crops failed, well, that's a big joke. When you see your currency devaluate 50%, 100% overnight, you will not find anything in the stores. The stores will not be open. They won't sell what they have. And I got caught up in that November 1st to 1994. I saw hyperinflation the first time it was ever seen by the world. In Ukraine, they defaulted, and I went hungry for a week. If it wasn't for good people feeding me, there was just nothing. The society fell apart, and it took a good 2 weeks to get back to...
Can you imagine if people will riot and stampede each other at Walmarts to get a 5% or 10% discount on a computer game? What they'll do if there's not food and water for 2 weeks, they will riot and burn the cities to the ground, and the police and military will be in the middle-class areas taking our guns. That is their stated program during a crisis, is to not bring food and water, but to march in and take the guns. What do we see happen in New Orleans?
Yeah, it's terrible.
We're having a lot of big global crop failures because of all the strange weather. But the biggest issue, as you said, is dollar devaluation. But you notice as oil goes up, as gold and silver goes up on the charts, they never tell the public why food and all these things are going up. The big driver, I'd say it's got to be 85% of it or more, some analysts say as much as 95%, is dollar devaluation. And here's the Chinese leader talking about it, but still... They claim the shooter was bad because he was worried about currency problems. See, you're a murderer. You want to shoot children if you're concerned about the dollar.
Yeah, it's a terrible situation. You know, I'm sitting overseas for the last 15 years, and, you know, it just seems like every time I hear a story about what's going on in the United States, my heart just breaks because it's not the place that I remembered, you know. And I'm really worried about, you know, my friends and family back there because when a currency devaluates, a lot of people think, you know, it goes down real nice and slow and you got time to prepare. It can go down overnight. You can lose the farm overnight. And I've seen it happen, and it's not a pretty sight.
Well, don't worry. When they finally kill it in one big swoop, they're incrementally killing it now. The Bilderberg Group stated 4 years ago they want an incremental. But even, you know, if you incrementally go down, let's hypothetically say on a graph of 10,000 points, since 1913 it's gone down about 90% or more. But that last 10, it accelerates. And so if you're on a 10,000-foot cliff and you walk down 9,000 feet, then you jump off the last 1,000, still going to kill you. And so, yeah, there will be, you know, downward spiral points in this. And they'll blame it on some low-level trader or somebody and give everybody a patsy to blame it on. We'll be right back.
Forget everything you've been told about long-term food storage. When all hell breaks loose, you'll need the single most effective way to get high-powered Delta Force nutrients to your family fast. Like any Special Forces commando, you need a plan. You need a Black Hawk Down food plan. Introducing the Survival Sprout Bank from Solutions from Science. It's your countertop survival garden. Yes, grow fresh greens right on your countertop in just a few short days. Sprouts are the green shoots that emerge from newly germinated seeds, and they are powerhouses of living, easily absorbed nutrients. The Survival Sprout Bank is a complete kit with nothing else to buy. And with sprouts so easy to grow, even children can grow emergency food. Call 877-327-0365 or go to SurvivalSproutBank.com. That's 877-327-0365 or order online at SurvivalSproutBank.com. Survival Sprout Bank, your Black Hawk Down emergency food plan.
They helped to create a new world order.
We are part of a new world order.
A new world order based upon collective action.
Invisible Empire is a damning indictment of the globalists through their own words and documents.
The new world order really is a tool for addressing a new world of possibilities.
It means all the world under their control.
The United Nations would take over America. The Trilateral Commission would control the world.
Invisible Empire chronicles how men of power and influence have worked in stealth for centuries to establish an oppressive world government.
I believe, first of all, that we now need nothing short of a world constitution for the global financial system.
Global governance with the establishment of the G20.
So it's going to be an inner ruling elite and then everyone else. And I got news for you. You're everyone else.
Invisible Empire. Secure your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or watch it online in the highest quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello. At OfTheField.com, we strive to empower you with wild food preparedness. We get lots of amazing positive feedback, most of which we feature on OfTheField.com. Here's a small sample of all that people like you have to say about the wild food experience.
As a homesteader attempting to live sustainably, I was floored by the amount of information in this book.
Dear Linda, I would be hard-pressed to express how much you have impacted my life.
I'm amazed by the wealth of the author's knowledge and the depth of the coverage in this book.
As we see more and more GMO foods on the shelves, this information is good to know.
I am thankful to God for you, Linda.
I can't say enough about this book.
Blessings to you and your family.
The greatest effect this book has had on me and my family is that we truly see Earth's bounty everywhere.
Folks, thanks for letting us help you get back to basics. Read all of the testimonials at OfTheField.com. You can order online for you and your loved ones or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE to share in the secret.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Up at the bottom of the hour, I want to play this clip of Chris Matthews of Slimeball. He's on the same network as Mr. Maddow. And it's amazing. He calls white people who don't want government-run health care crackers. And that's the equivalent of calling a black person the N-word. But again, why is it only open season in this country on Whitey? Well, Whitey's been taught this guilt and this self-hatred, not so that black people or anybody else can be uplifted, but that so Whitey, the so-called majority, will get behind giving their guns up, giving their property up. Oh, you don't want government-run health care written by the insurance companies to rip you off? I'll call you a racist if you don't. Oh, you don't want to pass some gun control? I'll call you racist. And the white people are like, no, no, I hate myself. I hate my culture. I hate my heritage. That's right. Every other culture and heritage is good, but yours. You're bad. Say you're bad. I'm bad. I'm scum. And then the race-baiting pimp lords, the fake eugenics liberals like Chris Matthews, they get to sit up there and go, listen, you white crackers. You don't like health care? You're racist. And that guy, Carlos Watson, on there can call you racist. And, oh, they don't like Obama, you know, getting tens of millions a day on vacation. It's because he's black. Oh, really? They just rioted in Tunisia over the president taking too many big vacations and all the stuff his wife was buying. He's the exact same bloodline as the Tunisians. He's a North African Arab. Did they just riot because he's an Arab? This is ridiculous. Oh, I don't like the communist Chinese one-child policy. Oh, you don't like Asians? Actually, I'm saying they shouldn't kill Asians. Shut up, racist. I don't like Margaret Sanger. She's into eugenics. She said we have to pose as liberals to fool the blacks so we can abort them. Shut up, racist. Actually, I don't want to kill the black people. Shut up, Nazi. I'm a liberal. I'm Chris Matthews. I'm Mr. Maddow. They're the great high priest up there, and they tell us, you do what we say or you're a racist. They're not liberals. They're not conservatives. They're corporate General Electric-owned bomb makers. They are systematic sellers of 21st century New World Order eugenics Nazism. Do you think the devil comes masquerading as a guy in red pajamas looking like Anton LaVey? The devil comes as an angel of light. And the eugenics Nazi comes as a Mr. Maddow, as a Mr. Slimeball, as a Mr. Lierman. Don't you understand that? That's what they don't. So, of course, they're now resorting to crackers. They want black viewers to hate white people. And they know full well in their psych warfare operations that whites are going to see that become more racially hateful. And then they can sit up there as the referee, the big city poverty pimps, going back over 150 years, you know, in Boston and Chicago and New York and other mega cities. You know, they put people in racial divides and then would have local mob bosses who were racially controlling, who would then meet with each other and decide how to manipulate their own groups through race. Because then they put up with corruption as long as it was somebody in their race doing it to them. And that's what Obama is. So, if you don't call yourself a cracker, then you're bad. Call yourselves crackers. Say you're bad. Pay your indulgence to Al Gore. Kind of like people 500, 600 years ago would have to pay money to the Pope to get their family out of purgatory. Let's all give everything. Okay, I said I'd cover that at the bottom of the hour, and I'm already ranting. I'll cover it at 45 after. I want to get to your calls. I apologize. We'll take a lot of them now. Tim in Michigan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex.
You can call me Cracker Jones, yes?
Hey, Cracker Jones, man. Yeah, it's Tim. I'm gonna get strictly into information today. First thing about China. There's a real simple reason why China doesn't want to get in any major conflicts with the United States. Number one is they are the main holder of U.S. currency in the entire world. And correct me if I'm wrong. But we also are indebted to them higher than any other country.
Government's only going to advertise them as a military threat to get more corporate military welfare. China's being given the roads, the ports, the infrastructure. So are the Arabs. So are the European, Israeli companies. It's a complete fire sale. And China is being given all of our missile secrets, jet fighter secrets, AWACS secrets. China is going to be the new model, and we're being phased out. But China only controls our debt teamed up with the private Federal Reserve who they signed agreements with when our government put Mao in 49. This is all on record, now declassified. And so it's even on History Channel, they even admit it, that they, you know, sabotage Chiang Kai-shek. What the far right said in this country was true. Chiang Kai-shek, Americans would, you know, citizen groups would pay to give them armaments, pay to get boatloads of guns, and then the CIA would take the bolts out of the guns and say, here you go, Chiang Kai-shek, you go ahead and run to Taiwan. And Mao was given the power because our government was secretly funding communism. Well, they'd openly funded Uncle Joe Stalin. And so China made that deal. They publicly let everybody know that in the 1970s, and you know that China was our new buddy. So China is to slowly absorb the United States, drive down wages, make sure nobody can compete with them. That gives the globalists the mercantile through the modern 21st century mercantile model, the system to muscle out any competition. Once things are vertically integrated, then the police state fully comes into play. Then we go into a police state mode. And then the bankers are going to use the U.S. and China as their offshore as two titans that they play off against each other. And when one gets too powerful, they'll sick this titan on the other titan. When the other gets too powerful, they'll sick them in. And so it's all a big management system. You understand?
Yeah, I do. I got another question for you. I'm kind of on a crusade here about fluoride. You know, I know you want to kind of talk about, you know, more current stuff. But to me, as long as they're still putting it in my water, it's still mainstream news to me. I found two websites. I'm going to give you the websites real quick. And I made up my own flyer and I also downloaded yours. But that city I actually live in, I say I'm from Detroit, but everybody that lives in Michigan says, yeah, I'm from Detroit. So in a manner of speaking. But anyway, I called this is a flyer actually says, I called the Mount Clemens Water Tech, and he has informed me that they add sodium fluoride to our tap water. Toothpaste tells us this crap is poison, and if your child eats it, here's a call poison control. This junk is toxic, but they want us to drink it. Why? Call them and ask. And I put the phone number on there, and at the bottom I wrote, do you love your kids and your family? And then I got that picture that you had up of a bag of sodium fluoride that says toxic, and it's got a few things that it attacks, central nervous system, bones, gastronomical system, teeth, you know, all that stuff. Anyway, there's a few websites I found. This woman, her name is Shelley Kramer. She did an extensive, it came out to be a six-page
Listen, go ahead and give the websites up because I got to move on. I mean, we have medical doctors, endocrinologists, brain surgeons, former top toxicologists from the government. I mean, that's who we have on with what we give to people because that totally blows city councils away. I know there's a lot of folks that have compiled a big list of this, but I've got to move to other callers. Give the websites out quickly.
Okay, here we go. The title of it is Controversy About Sodium Fluoride is Used as Rat Poison. And the website is healthy/communications.com.
Good. I got to go. I appreciate your call. A caller called in and he said, I know you're covering other issues, but I want to cover fluoride that isn't getting covered. I spent probably 30 minutes of the two-hour show yesterday off and on with fluoride. And we produced a video that is full of documents and links and medical doctors and the government now having to admit fluoride's hurting people. This is big breaking news. And you never know what viewers are going to watch. I mean, I can do a video about, you know, something that I think isn't, you know, as important as other issues, and it'll get a million views. And then we put together a highly produced, very powerful video. And last time I checked, it's only had like 25,000 views. It's been up for 2.5 days. And the headline is Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. Email it to everyone you know. It's up on prisonplanet.com with an article full of links. To medical doctors backing up everything I'm saying, the other poisons that are in water, not just the fluoride. Get it. Get it out to everybody you know. It's on prisonplanet.com, or just type it into the search engine. Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. 10-minute video with an in-depth bibliography. It's like a video book. I mean, everything in it is links and documents, and it's all right there, and people have short attention spans. This will wake them up. Bombshell, How Fluoride is Killing You and Your Children. And this is something that we can do something about. This is something where we can start removing it out of our water, put a filter on our showers or our bathtub. That's where you absorb a lot of it. We know what it's doing. And now the government, because of pushback, has had to admit some of the health dangers. This is a big deal. So your family who's been in denial will now learn about fluoride, but the hundreds of other chemicals they're putting in, if you'll send them this free video. We're not even selling anything on the video. Most of what we do doesn't have an ad attached to it, though it probably should. I mean, how do you think we fund this operation? The news websites, the filmmaking, the TV studio that's almost done, the radio/TV studio we're in right now. We fund it through the products we promote. And the products that I promote are what I believe in. I mean, I believe that Dr. Joel Wallach has great products over the 20 years I've read about him. That's why we're promoting InfoWarsTeam.com. I believe that's a good product. I believe that gold and silver were a good buy. Has it been in the last 10 years? I believe my films are well done and informative. When you purchase them at InfoWars.com and the online video bookstore, it funds our operation. When you have a PrisonPlanet.tv membership, it funds our operation. We've still got that deal going for another week or so. 5 months free right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Get that video on fluoride. Get it out to everybody. We've got to warn them. We'll be right back.
Folks, you've heard us talk about HomeGain before. HomeGain is now offering a special promo where you get up to $150 when you buy or sell a home with a HomeGain agent you find through their Find a Realtor program. HomeGain lets you compare realtors anonymously. It's easy. Go to HomeGain150.com to find and compare realtors anonymously. Enter promo code HomeGain150. And receive up to $150 when you close a deal with a HomeGain agent. Share the HomeGain150 promo code with your friends via Facebook, Twitter, text, and more. Look for Max, the HomeGain Gorilla, to find out more about how HomeGain is going to pay you. Visit HomeGain150.com today to enter your promo code and get paid for buying or selling a house. That's HomeGain150.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With Zero Debt in 90 Days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's totally wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes. The next generation of alternative smoking.
I hurt myself today to see if I still feel. I focus on the pain, the only thing that's real. The needle.
We've got Glenn Spencer joining us at the start of the next hour from the front lines of the Arizona border to give you a real report, and he's a guy who advises Congress on what's happening down there, because remember the telescreens are going in to report on you and your family. The spy grids are being activated, the citizen spy squads. Kurt Nimmo's got an article at Infowars.com today about the FBI openly federalizing the police and setting up all sorts of anti-terror operations in Portland, Oregon, just like they federalized Dallas and New York and Boston and Chicago and Miami. It's all unconstitutional, the threat fusion centers. So they're clamping down on the general public and surveilling us, but then leaving the borders wide open is my point. It shows how transparent all of this is and how fraudulent it is. But then we have Tarpley in the last 30 minutes on the Tunisia situation. Tunisian forces fight presidential guards near the palace. Sometimes I disagree with Tarpley's political answers, but I rarely disagree with his political analysis. You understand the difference? He's spot on, speaking five languages, doctorate in history, degree in economics, really has a deep knowledge of history and the forces that are out there. I just disagree sometimes with Tarpley's solutions, but I don't know anyone as informed and educated and who has a deep grasp of how things really work than Tarpley. And so maybe I'm wrong. Maybe socialism is the way. Of course, he'll argue and say, Alex, I do not like socialism. This is the American way, what I like. The American system. Roosevelt. Of course, I'm joking. Socialism is not the way. It always produces tyranny and bondage. And the bankers that Tarpley exposes so much are always financing it. But I don't want to get off into a rant about Tarpley. I'm out of control today. This is a short segment, too, but I'm going to get to at least this bank of callers. Let's talk to Rick in Florida. You're on the air. Go ahead. He just dropped off. Perfect timing, Rick. Julio in Illinois, you're on the air.
Alex, apologies. I'm kind of mumbled this morning because I'm getting sick from all these chemtrails. But before I get to what Lindsey Williams spoke up yesterday, if I could ask you for a huge favor, any of the info warriors who are listening, a simple thing, but it's going to expose the soon-to-be mafia boss of Chicago, Rahm Sugar Daddy Emanuel. Myself, Gary Franchi, and Wayne Manson teamed together for an investigative report. If you could Google this, expose Rahm Emanuel. I mean, this gets into how shady Rahm Emanuel is, his secretive past, everything. Expose Rahm Emanuel. It's going to take you to a YouTube clip off of the Google search. If you InfoWarriors could do that, Gary right. Franchi and I would work.
Sure. I want to do that, Julio. It's just that some days I don't even take calls anymore because we don't screen calls, and it just turns into a wall-to-wall plug fest. You know, the last guy's got this to plug, you've got that to plug, and I enjoy taking calls, but they could become a thing of the past just because the listeners tell us they want to hear guests, they want to actually hear me. I like hearing from you, but I think we actually linked to that video, or it's up on the Alex Jones channel where they break down what a crook Rahm Emanuel is. But if the people of Chicago don't know that, they're getting what they deserve. But then there's the bigger issue, Julio, of how much fraud there is involved in Chicago. Maybe you don't even have voting there. I mean, there is some evidence of even the Kennedy election being fixed out of Chicago, isn't there?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's mainline history right there, stuffing the ballot box in the Chicago River. But off of that, again, if people could look that up, that'd be great.
I understand.
But quickly, what Lindsey Williams said yesterday, I mean, he's always right. Silver, I've been looking at the price right now. It's continuing to go down due to market manipulation. But my question for you, Alex, in terms of what Lindsey said is, with the way silver's going, could we do more of how they're manipulating the silver market? I know you've done specials with Max Kaiser in the past, but I don't think people really know how deep the silver manipulation is going. And then also, no one's talking about what's happening in Arizona, who this Lochner guy's lawyer is. She represented CIA nutjobs in the past, like the Unabomber, Timothy McVeigh, and someone who was with Al-Qaeda, whose name I'm drawing.
Yeah, whenever you see these lawyers that have represented mind control victims in the past, and it's in the LA Times, Alexander Cockburn had an article on it. It was declassified that Kaczynski was in MKUltra program. He's in the mind control program, but then we don't understand this was a staged event. And this Lochner thing, it's got all the telltale signs. I agree with you, Julio. Great points. We're going to be right back with more calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Alex told you the government announced recently that the recession is over. It ended on June of 2009. The millions of Americans unable to find work might not agree. Perhaps the recession ended for the bankers and government employees, but for the rest of us, things seem to be getting worse. Gold and silver haven't heard the news either. They've begun their long-expected journey to the moon. In addition to converting your shrinking dollars into gold and silver, you should consider a food savings account from eFoods Direct. They both make fabulous investments. Food is our greatest dependency, and we know it will be more precious than any financial resource. You and your family need food to survive a crisis, and you can't eat paper, stocks, or metals. Alex has been urging you to invest in delicious, easy-fix meals to enjoy now or save for long-term. This will freeze the cost of your food while you can still afford it. Visit eFoodsDirect.com on the Internet or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power, regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low, at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, Oregacillin Physician Strength Capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on-sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Okay, let's go back to your calls here, trying to get to all of them that I can ahead of two guests coming up. Let's talk to John in Ohio. John, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Well, I guess the whole rest of the nation, as evidenced by Chris Matthews, are going to get the same treatment that people from Kentucky, West Virginia, and Mississippi have been getting now for the past 60 years, because for whatever reason in Hollywood, if you notice the way they portray Trey in movies, you'd attempt Dazed and Confused, which was done in Texas, which was portrayed pretty even-handedly. You transfer that movie to Eastern Kentucky, where my family was from, it would have been down, stupid, everything else. So they've been bashing everybody like this for a long time, but they're now expanding the bashing program, if you know what I mean.
Oh, that's right. You know, everybody who lives in the South is married to their sister and has no teeth and is scum, and anybody that owns a gun hates black people. And then I see black folks on TV going, yeah, these racist whites want their guns. Don't those poor black folks know the first gun laws were disarming black people after slavery ended? Because folks in the North and the South said, we're not going to have these black people owning guns so they can protect themselves. I mean, it's so sick to watch the poverty pimps that sell race and all of this division and they sell feminism, admittedly CIA-funded, Miss Magazine, to break up the families so we're all isolated so the state can come in and control our lives, and to watch them up on their high horse and to watch him say, you're a cracker. That's the equivalent of N-word to black people. You're a cracker, and it's a white guy saying, and it's supposedly cute and funny. They want race war. They want racial division. They want to be the referee. They lied and said that the shooter out in Arizona was a white guy, was a white supremacist, though that turned out to be false. He was a guy drugged out of his mind. If he was anything, he was a mainline liberal. And now more and more is coming out on that front. These people are a pack of liars. But here's the good news. 10 years ago, that hoax they ran would have worked. Within days, the hoax was exposed, and now you notice they've dropped it. And now it's all about mental health. Oh, we need to get everybody screened in America to see if you're mentally ill. Then they want to give you drugs that on record make you go psychotic, make a certain percentage become violent. Then we'll have an even bigger epidemic of this type of stuff happening.
Alex, and another thing I wanted to tell you was I believe instead of the scenario, we are headed towards another scenario I call the perfect storm. I believe that 2012 is a real thing only in the sense of this. I think there is going to be destruction, but the question is, I believe it's going to be government-made destruction. I think there's a guy named George Green who was on a Project Camelot. I don't know if he's true or not, but he has said something about there is a group that is planning a destruction of the United States in a couple areas using neutron weapons and stuff like that, and this is the reason why they've built the Denver airport and the other places. The Bushes are moving to Paraguay, and a bunch of other things is going on right now. And I think with 2012, 2013, we're going to see the slave system, the full destruction, come in the next 2 years, two, three, 4 years.
Well, actually, Bertrand Russell, Nobel Prize winner, and many others have openly discussed using neutron bombs on the people of the world. They said they'd have to have a global government first, to then carry out a coordinated neutron bomb attack simultaneously through the United Nations of all the major capitals, Tokyo, Moscow, London, Paris, New York, D.C., all the major city centers, to reduce the world population for the Earth. And it only kills the life forms in the cities and then allow the rewilding of that because humanity is, quote, a cancer. And so I have seen a lot of discussions. Cheney wrote in the PNAC document, September 20th, 2000, Rebuilding America's Defenses, about the use of race-specific bioweapons. He said, no, we need to get the media to condition the public that race weapons are good. And so, yes, they have all these weapons, and they are openly discussing it. I appreciate your call, John. Really good point on that front. I'm going to get into the cracker comment in a moment if you think I'm joking. See, when they hype up racism and if they don't like black people and all day, that's meant to get us at each other's throats. And if that won't work, then it'll be mobilize the, quote, minorities, who are really the majority now in this country, together against cracker. But not the cracker up there race pimping, Chris Matthews. See, he's a master cracker. He's a controller cracker. So all of us that don't want to be under government-run health care and the death panels that are now admitted, first they denied it, we're dirty crackers. And see, then that kind of rekindles. Well, it's all right to be racist against a cracker. That's why I've got to see the names of Hispanic radio and TV stations called the La Infusora, the Raza, which means the race, the La Reconquista, the reconquering. So the invasion, the reconquering, the race. La Raza has giant functions with hundreds of thousands of people meeting, you know, at yearly events on a single day across the country. And I've seen the tapes of it and played it with mayors and congresspeople saying whites are evil, soon they'll be dealt with, yay, ah, rah, 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 and just huge crowds of people, raza, raza, and it's like, ah, 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 but then, and then Matthew's like, shut up, crackers. See, all of that is okay. See, so they're openly saying it's okay to hate white people. They're the devil. They're the bad men. And that's only because the globalists are going to try to get us all fighting with each other as we go into this depression. And the globalists always use, quote, outsiders or people that are seen as outsiders, because then they will come in and be oppressors. I've had members of parliament on from England who will, you know, admit that about half their CPS are foreigners who can't even speak English because they come from authoritarian countries, mainly white Eastern Europeans, not bashing white Eastern Europeans. It's just they're finding white Eastern Europeans who like to steal kids, who like to oppress, who grew up in that, who like the authority, who like the uniforms. And so they're unleashing hell upon everybody. But, I mean, it's incredible. I could have one Spencer. In fact, maybe call Spencer and see if he's not on the road. Have him hook up his computer clips so we can hear the mayor of L.A. and all them talk about go home, pilgrims, and we're going to get you and your last gasp of white people, and whites are the devil. I've got a tape of the old Gus Garcia mayor in Austin openly saying that that Hispanics are a superior God race, part alien. You think I'm joking? They had a city proclamation of the supreme cosmic race of Hispanics. And again, I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, whatever, but don't sit there on a high horse spewing racism, spewing we're going to get the white pilgrim cracker, and then tell me, oh, you don't like that? Well, you're just a cracker. Get in the ditch and die. When it's all master crackers like Chris Matthews. See, I'm already covering this. I'm going to get to it coming up. Let's talk to Fast Pace California. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Fast for peace? Yeah, fast for peace. That's the solution. Fasting will detox us and return health, immortality, and mental health from the top down. But, well, first you have to know that the economy operates under Parkinson Law, which is the most tax for the most jobs, and that's the only reason all this is happening, and creating enmity, divide, conquer, and is working exactly like it's worked from day one. The Constitution was there not to protect free enterprise, and not freedom. And under free enterprise, any guy or any few can walk away with all the loot. So nothing is different than it's ever been if you're into government. Government means the money changing economy. That's all it is.
Yeah, but our government was set up to not have the money changing, and it certainly isn't perfect, but the big corrupt British Empire tried to stop it, and the model that this government was set up on, the globalists have done everything they can, fast for peace, to pull that down. So, and you talk about free market, this isn't a free market we have. This is an insider trading crony system.
All the governments of the world didn't just get there by accident. They were all set up to fight with each other, to create enmity and divide the spoils. There's 500-plus border wars going on at all times, nature wars. We're losing the sun. We need the sun fest to bring back the sun. They're trying to deflect it, but they're acting hastily.
All right, well, listen, I appreciate your call. It's good to hear from you, ma'am. Scott in Illinois, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
I'm sorry. I must have skipped out. Love your show. Thank you so much for doing all you do. I pray to the Lord that I get on today to get this message out. And I actually heard it from the Vulcan. And he said the only way to cure all this, Alex, is to starve the bankers. What do you think about that?
When you say the Vulcan, you're talking about some internet handle or something?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, you do need to starve the bankers. The problem is the bankers can create all of the energy credits or money, symbols of energy, that we will then give up our energy, our labor, our products, our handiwork, our art, our bodies, for these symbols that are made out of nothing. So the bankers, through their greatest Ponzi scheme in history, get the whole world for nothing, as Thomas Jefferson said. If you ever allow private banks to issue currency and credit, we will, our grandchildren will wake up homeless on the continent their forefathers conquered. And so it's, you know, people say, take your money out of the banks or don't pay taxes. The bankers only have you pay taxes to slow down the economy, to control it, to redistribute money, to give some value to their fiat system. Non-compliance is good just because of the act of saying no and getting outside the system and growing an alternative black market economy is what they would call it. People say, well, you know, Alex, why do you still pay income taxes? I mean, I openly explain that because I choose my battles. I've watched all these very brave, conscious, well-meaning people go to prison when they stop paying the taxes. Now, I've seen some people win in court, and we're seeing a reformation, a wake-up along that. So I have guests on exposing that the income tax is a fraud set up in 1913, that most Americans didn't have to pay the tax till the 50s, that it's been phased in, that it doesn't fund the government, and that we should get rid of it. But that doesn't mean get a value-added tax as the replacement or on top of it, as a lot of well-meaning conservatives have been conned to start promoting. So there's that going on. And so I have to choose my battles and try to not fall into their pits. I mean, if I wanted to choose the income tax situation as the place to stand, I could get the lawyers, get ready, prepare to be arrested, go through the court hearings for years, like a Joe Bannister or a Cryer, and maybe win. But I'm having them on instead, showing what heroes they are. See, we're all choosing battles. My mission is to get the word out about the corruption and to cross every T, dot every I, to try to, again, operate completely within the system so that I can be inside the matrix and destroy it. Does that make sense?
It makes perfect sense, Alex. What about like a Google bomb? We have like a bank bomb. So one day we just stop all activity, bomb them, show them how powerful we are, Alex.
Well, we've tried to do the silver situation. If you look at a 10-year or even 5-year or 1-year silver graph, it's going straight up. And it was like $20 an ounce, you know, just 4 or 5 months ago. Now it's been up between 28 and 30. And the bankers are trying to manipulate it down. It ran back up last week. They manipulated it back down. But if you look at the long-term graph, we're winning that fight all-time. Physical purchasing of silver, Bloomberg reported, has been at all-time highs the last 2 weeks. So silver in the real world is selling for well above $30 an ounce, even though it's $28 an ounce. In spot, or I'm not sure what it is today. Will you guys look up spot silver for me? Thank you. So more and more we're revealing the fraud of the paper market versus the real market. And, what's your idea, Scott, for a bank bomb? And, of course, they'll take that out of context. You mean a peaceful InfoWar bank bomb. What do we do? Pull all our money out of the banks? On what date? Or, I mean, what do you think that's going to do?
Nothing like that, Alex. A peaceful demonstration of the people, of the masses, and we do it one day at a time. And we all choose not to use our credit card. We all choose not to fill up gas on one day. We all choose not to drink Coca-Cola one day. We all choose one thing.
You're talking about a national or global strike.
No, an InfoWar strike.
No, I agree with you. That's good. I think we should have a global strike. We've had guests on about, you know, every 15th having a strike. What the French do of having their farmers block highways, that's one of the most effective things. Here the police will actually beat you and taser you as an attempt to not let citizens, you know, demonstrate. But I think more you're going to see more and more of that. Good idea. We should all debate it and discuss it and look for a date. I mean, I think national strike every year on April 15th. That's coming up. I think every 15th have a strike. That's up to the listeners to take action with. I mean, I wouldn't do a Google bomb on that today because we need to write articles about it, codify the idea. I said last week I want to have a contest for $10,000, $7,000 first place, $2,000 second place, $1,000 third place for videos countering the TSA asking citizens to make videos for Homeland Security to air on the 9,000 telescreens telling you how dangerous the Internet is. See, they know the power of the citizens. So they want to get you serving their evil. We've had a lot of contests exposing the banksters, but I've got to get around to writing up the rules, how we want it to work, getting it up on the site. But I'll try to get that done today and get that going. And, yeah, the idea of a national strike every April 15th, I think is a great one. So, let's call for it now. But we need to get the articles together, the plan, the reasons. why we're doing it. I just can't organize and deploy all of it, but I do appreciate your call. It's a great idea, Scott. Let's talk to Brad in Michigan, then Scott, Pamela, and Jeff. Go ahead, Brad. You're on the air.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call.
I am
trying to wake people up, and really, I use 9/11 to expose a lot of this. With all of the evidence we have in 9/11, why can't we get a new investigation? What is really stopping that? And
well, they tried to have one. Okay, go ahead.
And if we can't get a real investigation, how come we can't, with the nano evidence and all of that, why can't we at least file formal indictments, at least against a security company, and force them to talk under court order or something? I mean, what's really stopping this process?
Well, if you want to go after Marvin Bush that ran security, that is a plan. Politically, you could go try to do FOIA request get them into a lawsuit and then have the interrogatories. You could depose them. That takes a lot of money and a lot of will to sue the mafia. 9/11 Truth in New York, who I've supported, We Are Change, and others, has tried and gotten the signatures for a city investigation. And the judge threw out the signatures, even though they had 10,000 plus extra. But we're winning in the court of public opinion. We're airing the Building What campaign ads that our listeners have contributed to. And we've won the court of public opinion worldwide. So now they can't just stage these events and then get away with it. People know who's behind it now.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that it could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.
This message starts with a great offer from Big Berkey Water Filters, because we don't want you drinking dangerous water 1 minute longer. Right now, purchase any filter system from BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com to get your choice of two Berkey Sport bottles, a KDF shower filter, a set of fluoride filters, or our new Sight Glass spigot absolutely free. Why do this? Because over 60% of municipal water is fluoridated, and at less than 2 cents per gallon, Berkey Water Filters purify both treated and untreated water, removing dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and other contaminants. Big Berkey water filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, so they're perfect for rainwater collection systems and emergency preparedness. Remember, Big Berkey includes free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com or call today 1-877-99-BERKEY.
One of the most potent ways to lower blood pressure is to inhibit the angiotensin-converting enzyme in the body, also called ACE. In nature, there are a group of proteins found in unheated whey that inhibit the ACE enzyme. The most potent ACE inhibitor to date is lactokinin. While lactokinin does not have the inhibitory potency of synthetic drugs commonly used in the treatment of hypertension, this naturally occurring whey peptide may be able to help keep blood pressure normal. The most powerful whey protein supplement on the market is One World Whey. One World Whey is the first ever unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is easily digested and tastes delicious. Use One World Whey to support your exercise or weight loss goals, your optimal blood pressure, energy, endurance, and mood. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's one world, W-H-E-Y.com.
Yeah, it's almost like whatever he does is no good. Let's kill it because it's his. Here's House Majority Leader Eric Cantor's spokesperson talking today. Quote, it is important for Congress to get back to work. And to that end, we will resume thoughtful consideration of the health care bill next week. Sam, it seems to me that it is a big question. So much of this attack on Obama has been ad hominem, directed at the person, the president, whether it's somebody, some cracker out there on the right calling him some birther type who says he's not an American, or it's somebody a little more sophisticated, but basically saying he's a socialist. Will All this right. be on the merits of the bill? Will they stay off the...
There you go. You are a cracker, meaning you're a bad white person. It's bad to be white. It's bad to be European. Whether you're Romanian or Italian or Austrian or German or French or British or Russian, it is bad to be white. That's what I was taught in public school. That's what I was taught at college and why I got out. Didn't matter what class it was. They would go to the front. It was always a white person and tell me how bad white people are and how wonderful it is that we're going to die off. And then if you say, well, I'm not bad. I like everybody else's culture, but it's not bad if you're proud of being Scottish or Irish or or that your great great granddaddy was British or German. I mean, what does that mean? I mean, like everybody's culture, but the cracker. And notice the message is, if you don't like socialism or if you call Obama socialist, you are a cracker. There's nothing worse than being a white person. What do you think the N-word is? It's saying you are black and you're not worth anything. It's bad to be black. And now it's bad to be white. And there's a celebration. You watch the culture, the media, it's all destroy your culture, because the globalists don't want any cultures out there. They want to erase your culture so they can replace it with the corporate abortion culture, the corporate euthanasia culture. And Slimeball and Mr. Maddow and all the rest of them on that network, they hate strength. They hate unity. They hate anything that's established. There are some really bad spots in the Muslim world. There are some oppressive systems, and I don't support a lot of it. But they are still anti-abortion, anti-globalist. And so because they don't totally give themselves over to MTV with TV shows telling young girls how cool it is, they have a show about how cool it is to have abortions, because the Muslims won't give up their cultures and their family and won't give in to the corrupt banking system. They're against the usury and the rest of it. They have to be eradicated. They have to be destroyed, because that culture is far superior to this corporatoid death culture. So anything that won't give in to the New World Order is bad. And so if you're Christian, you're bad. If you've got any type of values, you're bad. If you want to be a steward of liberty, you're bad. And remember what Margaret Sanger said in all those letters. She said, we've got to pose as liberals. We've got to hire black leaders. We've got to, the blacks will never suspect us if we act like we're fighting for their civil rights. That way we can get close and get rid of these weeds. And those are in letters to the Colgates, letters to the Rockefellers. They openly funded her. They openly funded Hitler and the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute. And they have done a good job. I kept saying 51% of blacks since Roe v. Wade haven't been born. I'm sorry. 52%. And so if you're for killing 52% of blacks, you're liberal, you're good. But if you're against killing 52% of blacks, you're a cracker, scum, racist. These are limousine liberals. These are poverty pimps. Look what they've done to the black community. In the 1940s, blacks had below 50% out-of-wedlock marriages. They had their own thriving, very wealthy communities, their own powerful colleges. And the system came in and destroyed all of that. And I'm not saying that changes weren't needed. I'm saying the changes that were brought in were to come in and say, here's some money, don't have a man in the house, because we're going to put your kids in prison. You know, the social engineers knew that. They didn't tell mama that, though. See, so that's what Chris Matthews and all of them are. They are poverty pimp, 21st century children of the Nazis.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.